Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hi guys, I'm Harriet Jeffries, also known as the Gym Beard, and I am with Richie Swan, aka Bitchy Swan.
Are you messing?
And we are a girl and a guy in the gym.
Okay, so, right, today is a special day because we've managed to pin down my friend, my client, the gorgeous, the glamorous, the amazing Gym Beard. I'm only messing Gemma Bramley. Hiya, Gem.
Hi.
So, I thought your story's dead interesting to talk about because everyone who sees you but doesn't know you, sees a gorgeous girl.
Really? Stunning. You've got such nice skin.
Like, gorgeous, everything about her. Tall, long, shiny hair, stunning, dark, everything. Successful business, over 100,000 followers on your Instagram business page. Smashing life at 20 what?
Five.
25.
Are you 25?
Yeah.
From the outside looking in, people would be like, wow, you've literally had a gifted life.
Yeah.
But you haven't, you've struggled with weight.
Yeah.
And your, like, balance and exercise, food and all that in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, so
what was the biggest you ate?
Oh, God. Which actually probably doesn't sound big, but bearing in mind, I was probably about 12. I was probably about 15 stone at the age of 12.
Yeah.
Which actually, as you grow older, and you start telling people your story, they go, yeah, but maybe that was puppy fat. It was, in a sense, and it wasn't. We are just from a family that loves food. We love eating out. We just, like, dedicate our whole lives around food.
Mm.
So it was, as young age, trying to come away from that.
I couldn't imagine you being 14, 15 too.
Nope.
Do you know what, sweet? So I first got with my boyfriend when I was 15. Which is crazy, yeah. And when if I showed you a picture of me and him at 15, you would be like, wow. And that was actually the turning point for me. So we went on holiday when we were about 16, and Joe is slim. He's always been slim. He's obviously bigger than he was now, like, then when he was 16.
Yeah.
So we were like, obviously we were 16, we're on holiday together, like, it was so cool. So I was like, let's get a pic together. So I had, like, this costume on. He had little swimming trunks on. We got a pic. Wow. I was like, I need to get in the gym. I need to lose weight.
Did it, like, shock
you? I was already on the mission of doing it. Yeah. I'd already lost a bit. But when I seen that, I was like, I can't be bigger than my boyfriend. Like, that is not, because we're the same height as well. So it's not even like we've got a...
What, you were 16 when that happened?
Yeah. And I started Weight Watchers. I don't know if it was before then or after then. I was 12 stone six, which again, for my height, isn't like overly massive, but it because I was younger, it felt bigger when I was
your
that.
Body was just totally different shape.
Yeah, completely different shape. So I started Weight Watchers. Haven't ever been on a crazy diet because I could never do it because I loved food way too much. I've never juiced, I've never, which is quite, well, actually I did try juicing once and I lasted till lunch.
Oh,
I was like,
where are the carbs?
It was terrible. Yeah, I love carbs. Love pizza's my favourite
food.
Well,
we went out for dinner the other week. And we couldn't decide between what to say to get to, we ordered all three.
That's for my pizza.
But we never ate all three. We did actually order all three desserts, didn't we, babe?
Yeah.
Did
but
you eat them all?
No, we tried them all and then we gave them to our fellas.
We realised
we were being judged by our fellas.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So, you know, when you were younger, like, you say you were so much bigger and blah, blah, blah. did it ever matter to your boyfriend? Like, was he ever bothered?
No.
You being biggest
no.
and
No, and then...
It wasn't something, like, that you'd, like, ever felt insecure because of him or anything
no,
like that?
Like, no, no, and that was one thing. I think my mum, hands down to my mum, because even from young, my mum used to go to me, and I'll show you the pictures after this podcast, but I'm not putting them anywhere, so don't anyone expect. My mum used to say to me, Jam, you could be a model. And I swear... You wait till you. My mum filled me with the most.
Do you know what though? Amazing. Your mother fills me with the most confidence.
Anyone who's she's who knows the best.
Yeah, but I think she just filled us with the most confidence ever, along with trying to get us to lose weight. She helped us with.
Yeah, so your mum tried to help you even as teenagers, but then at the same, because loads of people would be like. So your mum was trying to make you lose weight when you were a teenager and be a bit like funny about it, but yeah. Then you're saying at the same time,
oh, yeah,
she was amazing at filling you with so much confidence.
Yeah. The thing is, this is what I was going to tell you about, and then you were like, save it for the podcast. So we went to Alder Hey when we were about, I think I was 10. I think it was 2004. So I think I was about 10. Because my
2004, she was 10.
Sorry, guys.
I was born in 1979. I was probably working in Asda. I was stacking the soap aisle.
I was an Asda. That is scary.
I might have been the Christmas 10-pound checkout in Asda. So go on.
Yeah, so anyway, it wasn't her idea to take us. She will want me to say that. It really wasn't. And she loved us for everything. So we went, and it was to see a dietitian because we were like classed as obese as kids, me and Luce. So we went to this dietitian. She said to me, I was talking to her yesterday, she said, actually, we stopped going to that Alder Hey place, the dietitian, because on the dietitian plan was chicken dinosaurs and pizza.
No, was that part of the plan?
So this was
my God.
Alder Hey.
Oh, is this the...
Yeah.
Examples, so fish fingers, grilled oven chips and peas. Chicken dinosaurs, carrots and jacket potato, shepherd's pie.
Fruit, reduced sugar whip, custard or blancmange.
Blancmange. Ooh.
Like, it's crazy.
So this was years ago before everyone was on top of the whole calorie deficit thing and saying just, like, you need to work out your calories food. And yet being a bit more balanced. But that's madness. And that was the actual hospital.
Yeah.
That was what you were giving out.
My mum said she was going to take it the Echo at the time.
She was going to take it
to the Echo. I was fuming. Because she was like, why are they encouraging you to eat chicken dinosaurs? She couldn't go over it.
That is crazy,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
How old were you when you had that photo on the holiday with Joe? And you were like,
about
wow.
16, yeah.
And then how long after that photo did you get to a point where you went, oh God, I feel really good in myself. I've done amazing.
Probably about 18, 20, I think. Around
so
18,
years,
20,
yeah.
But... It's weird because even then, like we're saying, when I was obviously I did see the photo that made me go, oh yeah. But at the time, I still didn't go, oh my God, I need to go and hide away from the world. I'm huge. I used to like strut around like.
You were confident. Yeah, because your mum's going, babe, you could be a model.
I was confident. I've always been confident. Yeah. I was so confident. So.
But you know, like now being a mom, right? Even like this conversation, like your mum taking you to like, well, not having to, but taking you to Alder and all these things. I would still rather, even with the job that I do, rather Lola be overweight and have that amount of confidence.
Yeah. God, you can't buy that. Like...
What's classed as a normal BMI and hate herself.
Yeah.
Like, I would pick that 10 times over.
Yeah,
and I think it's amazing, isn't it?
Amazing. Yeah.
Well, I think I'll see, growing up and being bigger, I feel like I've been two people. I literally feel like I've been two people.
So
I feel
two
like
different lives.
Two different lives. Yeah. Because, and I sympathise so much with people who feel like they don't fit in or they're too big or they're too this, too that.
Because you've been there.
Because I've been there. So I go, and it's crazy because I think the whole world of social media is really hypocritical. One day I go, oh, I wish everyone would just use it for photos, nothing else. Don't speak,
you
don't say your
week,
opinions, don't do anything.
I would love it if they took likes and comments to offer.
Yeah, comments are unnecessary.
So much better.
You don't put a picture on Instagram because you think you look ugly. So people comment fab, unreal, which I do, which is what I mean about hypocritical. I comment on people going unreal, fab, but you don't need to hit, you don't need to have that reassurance off someone else. Because you've put it on Instagram, you don't think you look bad.
Yeah, you're not going to put it up.
Yeah. So it's not like you need the reassurance off people to go, oh my God. And then it just opens it up for like, not trolls, because like we're all just normal people, but people to bitch
to
or
comment
whatever.
Or judge to comment, or to say
But
with your work, because obviously you work in fashion, which is a lot of it is image now, isn't it? You're around beautiful women all the time. It's all about getting the perfect photo, looking at the perfect angle.
Definitely.
Do you feel like that puts pressure on you more now to keep in shape?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's funny because I've seen people in gyms and around with like unbelievable figures who have the personality of that tree behind you. And I think you can't...
The tree's dying, by the way.
I didn't realise.
It hasn't been watered for about 6 months.
Do you know what? I feel like everyone has got to understand that personality will carry you through no matter what you look like. I am such a passionate person, which is why when I started my business, I never thought, I want to be a businesswoman. I want to sell stuff. It was just kind of like a hobby. But with my personality...
Is that how it started as a hobby? Your brand, you sell like loads and loads of sunglasses, coats, and that's like kind of like your main thing that you know for.
The brand is...
Noughts and Kisses.
What's that, babe, say it again?
Noughtsandkisses.co.uk.
Tell your story.
Okay. So, I left school.
I'll go and put the kettle on.
Okay, this is going to be long. I left school at 16, started working for my dad. I wasn't academic. I didn't mind school. I liked school. Now I look back, you're like, I wish I was still in school. But I wasn't academic. I couldn't engage my brain in the classroom. I couldn't, listen, really. Left school, went to work for my dad. Worked there. He took me to my first trade show in the September, where he was exhibiting what he does for a living there. And opposite his stand was this man that he knew from years ago, selling The Only Way Is Essex canvas bags for 50p. And I was like, oh my God, Dad, I reckon I could sell them. Can I buy a few? So he was like, go over. He was like, hiya, my daughter wants, my dad's dead extreme. So we're like, 100? She want 100? I'm like, 100, Dad? We bought 100 of these canvas bags, put them on eBay for £3.50. So it was making £3. And we sold out. I had to keep rebuying off him.
Oh my God, amazing.
I was like, I'm into this. Because I was working for my dad, so I got his wages.
So this was when you were 16, 17?
Yeah.
Oh my God, boss.
So then I was like, oh, this is good. Then I got floppy hats, random. I think I've gotten a weird imagination.
I remember the phase of floppy
hat. And I was like, I'm going to get floppy hats from China. Got floppy hats from China. Gemma Collins wore them.
Gemma, stop it, because I am so...
Not Noughts and Kisses. So I was called Fab Floppy Hats then. She had Fab Floppy Hats. I've still got the tweet off her. That's my claim to fame. She's actually my favourite person.
I know. We have
people can't bear her, but I love her.
Well, those people I can't bear. She's the best.
I love her, then I did that. And then my dad was like, do you know what? I'm going to take you to the wholesalers in Manchester, which is like an area in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take you there. You'll really like it. Blah, blah, blah. So we went there, found a handbag wholesalers. It was crap. We bought a few of them, sold them. And then I was like, actually, I reckon I could make a business out of this. The name, when you're starting a business, you'll know, is the hardest.
Mine took me 3.5 minutes.
Oh, max. Amazing.
Because it used to be called Salt Dog Prin when I worked in Salt Dogs. And I was like, when I started the gym, I need to call it a gym thing. And Bonner went, what about Gym Beard? And that was it.
Oh.
It was done.
That's amazing.
And I was like, oh yeah, go on, I'll use that.
And that's so good. But mine took it. That didn't take that long. It does take an hour to sit down and go, what can we call it? And then Noughts and Kisses came about. And then over that time, it's just developed.
Is that when everyone used to write XOXO, that Gossip Girl kind of face?
And
very good. It was very
It's people always say to me, are you Noughts and Crosses? I'm like, it's Kisses. I'm Noughts and Kisses. I'm not Noughts and Crosses. So people get mixed up now, and that's a bit, but I get over
Noughts
it.
And Crosses.
But people,
maybe when you're older.
Yeah.
Noughts and Crosses.
We've been going for 20 years. People will realise it's Noughts and Kisses.
Sugar gin.
But people now think it's a new thing. People don't realise it was I was 17. It was it's been going for 7 years. Because it's now gone a bit bigger. People
is
now
that,
think.
But then we talk about all the negatives of Instagram and this, that and the other.
And
but
that,
as that built your brands, as Instagram made your brands.
Yeah.
It's giving you platforms. Sorry.
I only went to make a cup of tea and you've took the whole seat.
Instagram's helped massively, but
There
would have probably been something else. And influencers probably help a lot. I've managed to get really good friends with a girl called Sarah Ashcroft, who really helped my business, and she's lovely. And she's said the same. She fell into hers.
Oh,
she's
did she,
not
yeah.
got woke up one day and was like, I want to be an influencer, I need to do it. And that's, I think, what's happening these days. So it doesn't seem
she
very...
She just, like, authentically become one, yeah.
She was going for job interviews in London, and blogging was, like, the new thing. And they were like, have you got a blog? And she was like, no. So she wasn't getting the job working in fashion because she didn't have a blog. So she made the blog to try and get a job. And then that became a job.
Yeah,
it's good that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very
I love
cool.
Her story, yeah. By the way, I've been on a diet probably since, like, young till now, and it consumed my mind 24/7. And I moved with my boyfriend last year, and I was saying, I was getting on the scales more or less every day and saying to him, chink, I've lost weight. And it was driving him insane. And I didn't realise how crazy it was driving him. It was driving me insane, but it was just such a habit. I was so used to doing it. Then my sister launched her brand, Rooster and Ready, which she's a curvy girl herself. She wanted to design dresses that fitted more a curvy shape, but also fitted anyone else because
they are so nice as well.
What does she go to her dress size? Because she's one of the only ones. Yeah, she's one of the only ones, isn't she?
Yeah, but it's not like the thing is with like typical Evans and like just all these high street places, when they think of a size 20, they just throw like the weirdest
drippy clothes, and it's like
I totally agree. We don't want to look like we just rolled up to Weight Watchers. Like, we're young, we're cool, sexy, 1,000,000%. So she started that brand. We went to LA in September, and the models were unreal. And I was like, I need to drop this diet act because these girls are like a size 14, 16, 18, and they are gorgeous. It inspired me so much, and I was like, why am I bothered?
Oh, you said that to me last week, didn't you?
I was like, these girls have thighs, they have a waist, they have a tummy, they have boobs. I was like, why am I? And they are unreal. Yeah. They look gorgeous.
And confident.
Confident, so pretty. I was like, why am I bothered? I think it's probably just drilled in our heads. I don't actually know why we are bothered.
My mindset has totally changed now. Like, now I've settled back into work after having the baby. I think I really wanted to lose, like, my bit of baby weight that I had just to feel, like, just mostly so I can wear my clothes again. Yeah. And then after that, now I'm just like, all right, well, if I want it, I'll have it.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, and it's much, don't you think it's much better?
You feel so much freer, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
But then also, I do think I probably eat less because I'm less going.
Do you think this is an age thing as well, though?
Maybe, yeah. Because you are 30
now.
There we are, there she is.
Now she's just turned 30 last week. No, but I do think it's confidence comes with age.
I do think it's becoming a month thing, but I also do think that people in general now, it isn't the in thing to constantly be on a diet anymore. And I do think massively, and don't get me wrong, I half built a business on it.
Yeah.
But I think it was a very massively, like, popular thing amongst our generation. Well, mine and Gemma's generation.
Well, everyone wants a bum now, don't they? Everyone wants curves. It's all people are going in the gym saying, rather than going, I want to be thin, they're wanting to look more
You
curvy.
Notice the girl with tits and an ass before you notice the girl with no cellulite on the back of her legs.
Yeah. But then this is where it's all hypocritical because I have no boobs and no bum. So I go, where do I fit in? That is what the whole, like, social, like,
well,
social,
you know, like,
media,
anyone listening to this who would look at a picture of you, and they would never imagine you to say that about yourself.
Yeah,
so
it is mad. And but that's why I can't, right, because I was bigger, one of my pet hates is when you are smaller, people who do this out there, and go, I'm fat. And I'm like, you use that, it's like saying you're depressed and you're not. You can't just use that word so flippantly because...
Or people saying they've got anxiety and they haven't.
Yeah. So,
they're on a calm down.
Sorry, you can if I was just talking to you and we were having a coffee, but don't put that on social media.
You can make an impact to somebody else. Yeah,
like,
I agree.
I'm talking about slim girls who are like, oh, right. And I'm like, you don't know how that makes someone else feel who's looking at your thing going, well, I'm bigger, so if you're feeling like this, what should I feel like? Because I'm well bigger than you and you feel fat, so I must feel like...
Do you think people are becoming more aware of it now? Like,
definitely.
Do you know, like, after the whole, like, Caroline Flack, what happened? Like, and that, like, how people are more aware of what they say can make an effect on others?
Because
it's gone massive,
hasn't
it?
Yeah, because my sister is only 17. How she is at 17 is totally different to how we were. And she went to the same school as you.
Yeah.
And like, she's very much like, they do like all the Instagram posy pictures and all that. But she'd never like, they went through a phase a few years ago where all of them had in their faces on pictures.
Yeah, seen that with emojis.
They were all putting pictures up of themselves with their friends. And scribbling out their own face.
Right. They just didn't because like the face.
Like,
or...
it was like a trend to not think that you looked nice on the picture. And now my sister's like,
is that what it was?
And all her friends the same. Wow. My sister goes, boss, pick this. Yeah. And it'd be like, hey. And she's like, I look unreal.
Yeah.
And she's like, dead, like, confident, but not in a way that she's like an arse. It's just so refreshing.
Yeah.
I do think like generations are changing a bit more now. Definitely. Where people are a lot more like, it's okay to love yourself. It's okay to say, do you know what? I look boss on this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, when I first lost my baby weight, I was like, I am a I am a bird. I was walking up and down our house and Luke was like, you put yourself away. And I was going, no, look at me. I can see my toes.
I can see my toes.
I missed you.
True, yeah. Like, I think people are scared to just sit around and go, do you know what? I feel boss today. I look really nice.
Mm.
Yeah. I reckon you should now talk about, because you do quite a lot of exercise, don't you?
I do.
What you do to maintain how fabulous you are now.
So what dress size are you now?
I'm a 10 to 12.
And how do you feel?
Fine.
Gorgeous.
Yeah,
fab.
Yeah. I know I'm never going to be a size 8. I know that. And I've accepted that.
Are you bothered?
No, I am not bothered. So that's fine. It's when, like you say, it's when you come back from holiday and your jeans don't fit, is when that's the most annoying thing. It's not necessarily the scales, because I love fashion, I love clothes, love putting outfits together. If I have an idea of an outfit and then I've put weight on, oh, that zip just breaks in the restaurant and that is not good. That has actually happened to me.
Has it really? Yeah.
Because when I go out, my eyes are way bigger than my belly and just all goes wrong. But because I love fashion, as long as the clothes look okay on me, then that's what I like.
Yeah.
I'm not bothered about bikini because I don't have... For me, a bikini is a bit different because it's like, I feel like you do need... You don't, but I feel like boobs and a bum is a really nice thing in a bikini and I don't have either. So bikini-wise, I am not bothered.
Yeah.
I just put a caftan on or a kimono or something. And then... I forgot what the question was.
So what do you do now to keep it?
Where the fuck was I even going?
I can't cope with you.
How did I get on? What was I talking about?
I don't know, but I'm sweating from laughing.
Anyway, so I go Richie twice a week, sometimes three on a month. Sometimes we'll pick up on Monday if someone's dropped out of his Monday. And then I go boxing twice a week. Big up, Daryl.
Have you ever been saddled?
No, I wanted to go.
Some of your clients have been having
loads.
Yeah, so I started with Daryl about, 2 years ago. No, maybe even 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago. Wow. I went in.
Is it really hard?
It's really hard. And Daryl is amazing, but he's really old school, like in terms of how he trains and stuff.
Like no messing.
No messing. No messing at all. So if you're not that type of personality that is happy with a 30-second rest, then you're not going to like it. But I kind of like that. So I was like, ooh, this is so like... And I used to get in the car afterwards and shake and wouldn't be able to drive home. And I used to sweat. And I don't sweat that much, do I? In like general. Yeah. I used to sweat like no tomorrow. So I've been going to him for years and I really enjoy that. That's just... And Richie. And then... After kind of a lost weight a bit, I realised I was kind of going doing exercise more for like my own mental state than it was for body shape, because probably for the amount I do exercise, my body shape doesn't change that much. So it's not really for that. It's just more for put my phone in my bag and just crack on and just...
Every time she turns up, it's dead.
Yeah, every time I turn 1%. Up, it's got 1% anyway, yeah. And then it just clears your mind so much more than anything. And I think that's what people are starting to realise now, especially when you do a RISE class as well. Wow, you come out there, you're like, yes, I can take on the world. You just come out, you just feel so energised. You feel like you could do it all again, even though you're knackered and you're sweating.
Oh my God, we're doing something wrong if you feel like that.
I'm only messing. God, no.
Okay, so before we finish, if, say, like, younger generations than us or, like, younger girls that might follow you, like my sister, for example.
Yeah.
Is there anything, any piece of advice that you'd give to them coming from, like, being obsessive over dieting or being obsessive over exercise and stuff like that and then, like, about, like, not giving shit?
Shit, yeah. I would say... Pick something and focus on something else and then everything else will fall into place more naturally. So I didn't necessarily be like, I need to go to the gym. I was just like, oh, on my way home from work, I'll go to the gym. It wasn't like, I have to go, I need to go, I need to lose weight, I need to go on a diet, I need to be on a journey, I need to go and do this, I need to get my hair done. Younger generation kids need to become less
obsessed
with looks and be more personality. You are not going to get a job unless you're a model based on your looks. It's not going to happen. And now it's becoming to the stage where not everyone can be an influencer. So you can kind of a little bit, tiny bit forget that as well, which I'm not crushing anyone's dreams. But I just think unless you're really different or you can offer something else, and it's the same with people starting companies. If you can offer something different, go for it. If you're just going to be the same, don't be the same as everyone else. Stand out. Don't fit in. Don't try and fit in. Like me, I've never fit in. Don't follow. Like my mum, was the one thing she drilled into me. She was like, don't follow the crowd. Don't follow the crowd. So I've never, not really a big over drinker. I didn't like, just like the perfect person. I'm just like, no, I just like kids these days, they try so hard to fit in. It's crazy. Like harder than ever before, I reckon. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And it's like, God, I feel like you feel like going into a school and doing a talk.
Which
and
is
going
mad. I'd say growing up being a gay kid, I always just wanted to fit in. And now I'm older. I'm like, I'd rather just stand out and made up. Yeah. But it's mad you do. I think it is when you're younger and you're
insecure. See, it's a shame because when you're young, you can say all these things to a young person. They don't listen. You don't listen when you're a kid.
No, you don't because you know it all. You're here forever.
It's so frustrating because honestly, like, I think work in general, whatever you do, it doesn't matter what you do. You can have the most glamorous job or you can have the most unglamorous job, but go in it with your whole heart. Go in it with like the most passion because that's where you're going to get recognized. If you're doing so well in a job, even if it's stacking shelves, stack that shelf like you have never stacked that shelf before because you'll get recognized and then you'll get promoted and then you'll move on and that's stuff true, like that. Yeah. And if you just plod along and hope that your looks or your weight or is going to carry you somewhere, it's not.
Okay, so we'll draw that to an end now. And I think it's time for some questions, don't you, babe? Mm-hmm. Normally we'd say, like, I'd normally kick Gemma out of my house now or whoever the guest is. But do you know what? We really can't be arsed working today. So we're going to ask a few questions, get Gemma to answer them. What's the first question we've got?
Okay, so we've got an anonymous message on Insta. Guys, if you want to get in touch with us, send us a message on Twitter or Instagram at GailGayGym. So Anonymous says, hi guys, quick question. I've a lot of weight to lose, about 7 to 8 stone overall. The scales say I've lost 10 kilos since the 1st of Jan. Well done, babe. Just through calorie counting, but I don't look any different and nobody said anything to me. I do feel a bit more confident in myself, but is this normal behaviour? Maybe it's because I've got a fair bit to lose. That happened to me. I was on a diet for 2 years before someone said to me, have you lost weight?
Yeah. Okay, so Anonymous, you've said that you feel a bit more confident and it's all about what you feel. So don't worry about someone else saying to you, oh, have you lost weight? Because to be honest, that have you lost weight comment could become a bit of a throwaway comment. I remember when I was starting to lose weight, I wouldn't have lost weight and I would go to this gym and everyone in the class would say to me every single week, have you lost weight? Have you lost weight? And it would get to the point where I'd be like, no, I actually I hadn't lost weight. And it's not, don't look for anyone else. If you feel great, you feel more confident, and by the way, it takes ages. It's going to take, it's like a game, isn't it?
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
It definitely is.
Well, I've got an analogy on this, right? So you plant a seed and you water it. Do you keep digging the seeds up every week to see how much it's grown?
Yeah.
Or do you just trust the process? You put it in the soil, you give it its food, you water it, and you know the roots are growing, whatever's happening underground, and eventually it'll sprout and happen. It's the same as if you're doing everything you're saying, you're sticking at your deficit, you're doing your exercise, you're ticking every box to get to where you want to get to. Just because you can't see it right now, you've had a brilliant start, you've set great roots.
Yeah.
You'll start to flower soon, babe. Yeah. So just give it time.
Are you too old? Because that's the
most. Don't get me started with Richie and Joel. But I think that's one thing that my sister always battled with. And I said to her, okay, so what are you going to do? You're going to give up? What are you going to do? You're going to stop? So you can't, say you think calorie counting is slow. What are you going to do? You're just going to stop it there and you're not. You've got to keep going. It's the only way you're going to lose weight is to just keep
Well, it's consistent. Yeah, you've got to be consistent.
And it
does stick
take the piss. And it goes on quicker than it comes off. But if you just keep trying, it will come off. And I'm sure you look amazing.
Like, you know, you can still enjoy yourself and maintain and balance and be around where you want to be.
Yeah, definitely.
But you've just got to cut back.
Yeah, and get there first. Get to you. So I'm now probably near my goal. Yeah, I'm at my goal. So now I can enjoy life a bit more. But when you're trying to get to your goal, be a little bit stricter on yourself. Don't let yourself go too far, because that when you start to maintain it, that's when you can start enjoying
it.
But
you've got a bit more
calorie
freedom.
But if you've got your goal to get to, go focus on that and get to that. Try and get to that.
Have we got another question?
No, you've talked too much.
We only have the one question this week. Fabulous.
Sorry, guys.
Good, because do you know what? I've got dinner at Marais now.
Have you?
Sorry, Gem. I'm too busy running off to get food. Thanks for coming, babe.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
And I'll see you in the gym tomorrow, won't I?
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Triple Captain.
Hello, this is Triple Captain, the unofficial Fantasy Premier League podcast, which has just one aim: to get you to the top of your mini-league.
He's Luke Jurdy, an FPL-obsessed actor and top 10k finisher. And I'm Rich Wolfenden, a TalkSport commentator and presenter on Radio X. So what makes us different from other FPL podcasts?
Well, first of all, we're an unofficial FPL podcast, which means that we can say what we like. There's no club or Premier League affiliations, means that there's no ego rubbing or pleasing the sponsors.
We also pack our podcasts with guests. We've already had Lloyd Griffith from Soccer AM, Pete Donaldson from the Football Ramble, Caroline Barker from Sky Sports and Five Live, Toby Tarrant from Radio X, James Sutton from the Anfield Rap, and Adam Wilborn from What Culture on the podcast. And we've got loads more guests lined up for the rest of the season.
Finally, we don't go on forever. Our podcasts are not that long, so you can get all the information you need for your game week without having to spend too much time with us, which, let's face it, is probably for the best.
Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. Please subscribe on your chosen podcast app.